This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for being with us. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Yesterday on the program, we learned about Wisconsin's generally market-driven approach to curbing our single-use plastic habit. Americans as a whole use tens of billions of plastic bags each year and thousands of plastic bottles every minute. While the state of Wisconsin prohibits individual municipalities from banning single-use plastic bags, supermarket chains such as Pick and Save's parent company Kroger are phasing them out.
Things are a little different in New Zealand, which in the new year will become one of a handful of countries to completely ban single-use plastic bags. Lake Effect contributor Debbie McCullough is an expatriate New Zealander. She traveled back to her home country recently and brings us the second part of her story.
This year, nine New Zealand retail chains and a leading gas station chain announced phase-out plans for plastic bags. Most stores set January 2019 as their deadline. Then, in August, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced a national ban on bags within a year. New Zealand retailers have 6 months to phase out plastic bags or face steep fines. In a release, Prime Minister Ardern said plastic pollution in our oceans became the biggest topic New Zealand children wrote to her about. In local supermarkets I visited over the spring, before the news of the national ban, enthused shoppers and workers reported no customer pushback. Shoppers like Matthew McKay and his daughter Mickey at a New World supermarket in Porirua, a small town outside of Wellington, explain their new reusable bag system.
Yeah, so I think we've been collecting them, haven't we? So often when there's a promotion at the supermarkets, I think we've got a few New World, a few Pack and Save, a few Countdown, and a few freezer bags.
McKay says part of it becomes learning to say no to using single-use plastics.
And it's good, actually, when they ask you, do you need a bag? It challenges you to say no, not really.
New Zealand cafes also got creative with providing interesting, even beautiful, reusable bags made from burlap and other sturdy materials for shoppers. Supermarkets offered shopper discounts and other cost incentives. These efforts created real momentum, a movement shoppers couldn't resist. At each supermarket visited, shoppers sported all reusable bags, including dedicated string ones for produce. Checkout operators like Hoglan Bass, who works at the Porirua New World, say shoppers really get into it.
And from what I understand, people are buying really trendy ones. You can really
They love it. And then we do specials where you have to buy a certain amount of shopping to get a free bag, and everyone just comes in and buys that in order to get the free bag.
Excellent.
Yeah. We could spend days, weeks scouring the streets of New Zealand to find a devoted collector of reusable shopping bags to help reduce pollution, but few would compare to the enthusiasm of my own sister, Becky Smith. Getting organised feels challenging at the beginning, she says, but once you find a system, bringing in reusable bags feels natural, meaningful, and easy too.
We make a point of having the bags in the car, so if you have to go in and grab a couple of things and you've forgotten your bags, then you just have to accept that you're going to come out with them in your arms, or just make sure you always have one of those small compact bags that will fit in your handbag, so if you need to grab a couple of things when you're not actually prepared to go to the supermarket, that you've always got something to shove the stuff in.
Collecting and then using reusable bags from places you travel to or businesses you frequent provides another incentive, she adds.
That way, whenever I use the bags, it reminds me of the outing or the holiday that I've had.
Show me your favourite ones?
Yeah. So this one here is from Italy, so there's always a backstory to my bags. This one, I got a bunch of these when we went into a supermarket in Italy, up in Tuscany, and after we got to the counter, we realised they don't actually provide bags at all, and we had two trolleys full of goodies, so we quickly ran around to try and find some of their bags, and thankfully they had some. So now
Smith recommends quality versus cheap to ensure you've got a sturdy bag that withstands multiple use and groceries. And if you're a store or designer making reusable bags, remember, design remains key.
The reality is the bags have to be cute and cool. So apart from my Italy bags, my other favourite bags are some that I bought from Trader Joe's when I came and visited you a few years ago.
Yes.
And interestingly, they get used at least twice a week, if not more often. And 4 years later, they still look as good as they did back then.
Even owners of small grocery stores like Jasvia Randhawa, a cashier and manager of the airport food market in Auckland, supported shoppers using fewer plastic bags and even a government mandate against them. The national law wasn't announced at the time of this interview. That move came months after.
They should mandate it.
Yeah.
And then, like, if they make it, then definitely everyone's going to follow it. So it should be strict rules to save the planet, to save the earth.
Randhawa adds a national ban won't be easy for all customers. Of their 200 daily customers, 180 take a bag when offered. If the purchase includes hot food, they might ask for two. Repeat customers within a day take a plastic bag each time. And the paper option doesn't work well for awkward and chewy items like refrigerated drinks.
It's depend customer of customers. Some who are aware, they don't ask for it.
Yeah, but if everyone just stop the plastic bag, they just like government say, like, you have to start the paper bag, then everyone follow that one, that customer will follow too.
While Wisconsin finds its way with reducing more single-use plastic, there's still a lot we can do as consumers to cut down on its use. When asked for what homework she can offer us as consumers, Cheryl Nen from the environmental group Milwaukee Riverkeeper says to start simple. Minimize. Use reusable mugs, bottles, and straws. Say no to plastic utensils when you're going straight home with takeout. Bring used plastic bags to the stores that recycle them, like Pick and Save and Walgreens. Pause before using items like coffee stirrers when a spoon exists. Pressure your family and your friends to do the same.
The homework for all of us is really to look at the amount of, you know, particular single-use plastic that we're using and really trying to, you know, to change our behavior so we're reducing that amount of plastic pollution getting into our waterways.
New Zealand shoppers like Becky Smith also remind us to encourage small businesses and independent designers behind the effort. Often neat designs and reusable bags for both the free advertising and to help build momentum among shoppers. If you're really invested in reducing single-use plastics, bags and other items, at the end of the day, it's about making that conscious choice. When able, say no to that plastic item, as I did to Jasvia Randhawa and his colleagues at the airport food market in Auckland as we wrapped up our interview.
Do you want a bag for that?
No, I don't.
For Lake Effect, this is Debbie McCullough in Auckland, New Zealand.
Yeah, thank you, school day.
Yeah, and now I'm going to feel good about myself for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Lake Effect contributor Debbie McCullough is a native of New Zealand. You can find both parts of her story at wuwm.com.